How many people out there are promoting survival foods, but they themselves still live in the city? The very cities that they say are collapsing. How many people rail against GMOs, but then they're selling GMOs, selling GMO food products? How many people talk about the importance of the Second Amendment and the importance of having a gun, but they have no gun training themselves? They don't know how to run a gun. They might own one, but they don't know how to use it. How many people warn about the collapse of the stock market, but in their own pension funds or retirement funds, they own stocks? You see, the point here concerns integrity. When we listen to others for sources of information, we have to first ask ourselves, do these people follow their own advice? That should be question number one. And lately, I've been questioning a lot of information sources, including in the independent or alternative media. And what I've found out, I mean, we all know the mainstream media is fake. But what I've been finding out is that a lot of people in independent media, they say one thing, but they live the complete opposite. In other words, it's an act. It's theater. If you're not living it, then how can you be preaching it? And this is a question that I encourage you to ask of everyone that you pay attention to, any source of information. What is their lifestyle like? Where do they live? What kinds of things do they practice in their own day-to-day living? If they say, oh, the world's going to collapse. There's not going to be a food supply. And everybody better grow their own food. But are they growing any food? No. I don't know why, but it's just become so clear to me all of a sudden that so many of the people offering advice out there, they're not following their own advice. And it also lends great respect to those people who do follow their own advice. For example, Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff warns that the fiat currency is going to collapse. And he says you need to buy gold. And what does Peter Schiff do in his own life? He buys gold. 100% congruent. You know, he doesn't really talk that much about survival and preparedness, but he knows all about financial preparedness. That's his area of expertise. And he follows his own advice. And he seems to be a well-off person, which you would expect from someone who's supposed to be an expert in areas of finance and money. It's kind of like, have you ever ever watched a podcast or a video or something, and somebody comes on and they're plugging some, you know, dietary supplement, like collagen seems to be really popular all of a sudden, or some keto diet something, right? You see this person on the screen is talking about how the supplement is miraculous. It's gonna help you be awesome in the keto diet. And you look at them and they're obese. You're like, wait a minute, this doesn't add up here. Dude, you don't look that healthy to me. You know? Or you ever see a video of somebody that talks about, you know, rugged outdoor living and surviving in the wilderness and how to grow your own food on a farm, but their skin is pale white like they've never been outside? You know what? If you live on a farm, you should have a farmer's tan, by the way, as I do, from being outside and, you know, being in the sun and doing things on the farm. You're going to get some sun. If you're pale white, you're just a desk jockey pretending to be a farmer. And there is no pretend when it comes to farming. Trust me, you're either doing it or you're not. You can't fake it. And when the day comes that you need those skills, if you don't have them, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You ever watch the Ellen show? You know, when she's talking about how you have to be kind to everybody. We should all be super nice to each other. And then her staff, like dozens of staff members, are saying, this woman's a mean, crazy woman. She's just abusive to everyone around her. Like, why am I not surprised? Because she looks kind of mean, actually. Doesn't look like a nice person. Doesn't have nice thoughts, nice ideas. She's faking it. This gets to the question of authenticity. And, you know, if there's one thing that I've really worked on being over all these years, is authentic. It's that what I'm describing to you about my lifestyle, about the things that I do, whether it's raising chickens or growing potatoes, or, you know, doing long-range firearms, ballistics calculations and shooting, or smoothie recipes or food science research, whatever it is, it's real. It's not an act. There's nothing that I do that's an act. And as a result, you know, I'm not as popular as some of the more entertaining actors on the web. And that's fine, because I'm not trying to attract people who are interested in entertainment or a show. I'm interested in attracting people who are just authentic. Kind of people that I would like to be friends with. People that I would like to chat with or brainstorm with. That's who I want to speak to. Authentic people. Authenticity means integrity. This is what really matters. Because I guess even in religious circles, we've all seen this before. Somebody talking about how much they worship Christ and preaching to you about morality and ethics. And then later on, the world finds out behind the scenes, you know, they were visiting prostitutes using money that was donated by church members or something like that. We've all seen those kinds of scandals. Obviously, that's a lack of integrity. If you're going to preach the word of God, why don't you follow the word of God to start with? You know, doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's incorrect sometimes. Everybody's made mistakes sometimes. But if 99% of your life is a lie and 1% is the fake theater that you put on for your, you know, Facebook audience or whatever, which is the way a lot of people operate today, then I've got zero respect for that. That's not authentic. That's just BS. That's just acting. And isn't it interesting that so many people who live their lives through Facebook and Snapchat and social media, what do we know about those people? Oh, they fake their lives. They fake how amazing everything is. Oh, look, I'm on vacation. Oh, look, I'm on a cruise. Oh, look, I'm on a $100 million yacht. Oh, look how happy I am. Look at all my friends. Look at all my fashion purses. I'm impersonating the voice of a, you know, a teenage girl in this case. I don't know, a 21-year-old girl who thinks her life is amazing. Actually, in reality, her life sucks. And if you turn that camera around to the other half of the room that she's been showing you, it's probably a pigsty. It's a mess. Everything's staged. Everything's faked. Everything's photoshopped. Even to make their waist look thinner, you know, and their lips look more full. It's all photoshopped. Those aren't people who live in integrity, obviously. And ultimately, what I'm trying to get across here is an encouragement to do what I'm doing more and more with more discernment these days is to attract people who live with integrity, authenticity, real people. I'd rather be friends with an unknown, unpopular, but real authentic farmer than some super Hollywood celebrity who's a total faker and horrible person when the cameras aren't rolling. A lot of people want fame. A lot of people want to be around famous people. I've got no desire to do that, which is probably why from time to time, sort of A-list Hollywood actors contact me and ask me for health advice on things like that, because they know I'm not going to run around and blab to everybody, oh, I just had a phone call with this actor, and blah, blah, blah. You know, name dropping everywhere, because I don't care. I don't care. Someone's been on a Hollywood movie. Doesn't matter. It's kind of pathetic to be living a life through someone else's script. I mean, I don't know how, I couldn't even be an actor. I don't know how people do it. It's not even them, you know? They're just reading a script. They're playing a part. And yet this is the way so many people live their lives now. They're just playing parts. It's all theater. Their life is as fake can get. But they want to convince you that they're for real. Oh, yeah, I'm for real, they say. Buy my keto diet pills, buy my five types of collagen or whatever they're selling, but they're not living the life. You know, it's funny, the superfood that I drink every day, you've probably seen it on camera from time to time. You know, it's an avocado smoothie with turmeric in it and some goji berries and cacao and things like that. And I drink that every day, and I've done that for maybe 15 years now. I don't sell that. You can't sell it because you really can't sell, you know, avocados in a storable food container. So that's something that I eat and consume and advocate, but I don't sell because you can't sell it. It's so authentic, you can't even sell it. You got to make it fresh every day. But I advocate that for everybody. Why? Because That's authenticity. That's something that I drink, that I advocate, that I can't sell, but it's good for you. And that's why I advocate it, because I want you to be healthy and I want you to have discernment. So as you're going through life and across the web and listening to people and gathering information, have this discernment. Ask yourself the question, is that person living the life that they are describing or that they're advocating? Do they live that life? Because if they don't, they're just fakers, frauds. And I think you'll find that most people who are famous, whether it's in Hollywood movies or in mainstream media or even some in alt media, most people are just entertainers. They're just actors. They don't do anything that they advocate because they're not real. It's just a character that they play. And I'm not listening to people like that anymore. I'm seeking out authentic people only. And I hope you do too. And I hope that you find that when I communicate, it is also from that place of authenticity, because I don't make up stories. Everything I tell you is true. Everything I advocate is something I do. For me, this isn't a character. It's a life. It's a lifestyle. This is who I am. And I've arrived at this point through a lot of life experience that has cost me a lot in terms of, you know, life mistakes made, betrayals by people who turned out to be fakes and frauds. You know, you've had the same thing in your life too. Arriving at a place of experience and wisdom comes with a very high cost. And that's why it's so important that we apply the benefits of those lessons to our lives as we move forward, which means making sure that we only surround ourselves with people and information sources that are authentic and not fakes or frauds. So I appreciate who you are, and I appreciate the fact that you support this very unusual take on the world, where I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to play a character. I'm here just to share information with you as a friend would, and nothing more. This is not a big spectacle here. This is just honest to goodness information sharing between two fellow conscious human beings. End of story. And thank you for listening. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, for more articles. And you can hear more of my podcasts, of course, at brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams.